Blog Talk Radio.
God's love will rain.
I never gave up.
happening. Want to welcome you in to another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your host. I'm your friend. I'm your brother. I'm your colleague. I'm your business partner. I'm whatever you want to be, long as it's positive, right here on the Greg Shell Show. Y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. I'm just excited to be alive. They say, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. And I'm glad about it, man. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad that all my haters was my elevators and my motivators. Helped me get to my next level. So thank you this morning. I appreciate you. I'm telling you, we got an amazing show lined up for you tonight. Well, today, this morning. I want to say happy Thursday to all our listeners that's listening in. I hope you are enjoying your morning commute right here on the Greg Shell Show. We want you to help. You know, we're asking for your assistance to help market and promote the Greg Shell Show. You know, you can listen to us live from your Bluetooth device, any mobile device, you can listen to us live. So we want to encourage you, if you want to get some God in your life and enjoy being the best you can be, you want to keep it locked right here on the Greg Shell Show. And you can visit us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Greg Shell Show, and make sure you put the number 3. Y'all, we're going to go ahead and jump right into our first segment of the show. We got my brother, my CFO. He's the host of the brand new TV show, Grace Saved Our Church, and he's all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia, and he's my brother. He's on the line with us. He's hanging out with his brother Antonio Grace. What's happening, man? Happy Thursday. You there? Well, he probably got me on mute.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I can hear you clearly now. You're on the phone. What's happening, man? Thursday, man.
Hey, happy Thursday, sir. It's all good. It's all good. I always enjoy being on the show with you, sir. I must tell you, every day, thank you, sir, for allowing me to be a part of this great radio station, sir. Great radio station, man. Soon to be TV, soon to be live streaming, soon to be, Lord God, advertisement. We're going to do it all, sir, one-stop shop. So by all means, sir, I just want to say thank you.
Hey, I'm going to play a song a little later to all of the devils, the imps, the witches, the warlocks. I want to say thank you. You just helped build us stronger. We're not in business to compete. We're in business to complete. And that's to complete the assignment that God has for us. So we are, you know, yesterday, man, I had to put it out there. Don Jr., CEO, man, he, you know, he just been doing a lot of, you know, wicked stuff. And he's trying to do it on this platform. I don't know what's wrong with him. But I pray God have mercy on him. And I want the world to know Greg Shell Show or brand has no affiliation with Don Jr.'s CEO, because I'm not going to call him a pastor. And so with that being said, Brother Grace, my CFO, you know, for all major business transactions, it has to go through Brother Grace right here. So we're just giving y'all the structure, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you advertise in your business, you got to go through proper protocol to make it a reality. You can't, you know, do what these people be doing, and they say they business people. I don't understand it. But anyway, Brother Grace, what you got to say on all of that?
You know what?
How the bank know you when they can come through the front, though?
All I can say is, Lord, we forgive them. We forgive them, Lord, once. We forgive them twice. We forgive them three times in the name of Jesus Christ. We forgive them.
That's right. Hallelujah. That's it. That's what it was. That's what it is. Forgive them and leave them alone.
Sir. That's
hallelujah.
It. That is it.
So what's going on in Williamsburg, Virginia, man?
Man, it's so cold out here. It's so cold. It's so cold. It's like a bulldozer pulling neck bones. So cold that a cat can't scratch.
Dang. It's like a what? It's like a what? Wait a minute. Like a bulldozer did what?
Like a bulldozer carrying neck bones so cold that the cat can't scratch.
Dang, boy. Man, I got to get you and Kirby on the roast, man. You funny, man. I'm telling you. I already see how we going to do your commercial, man, for Grace Aid Our Church. Go ahead and tell them about Grace Aid Our Church first.
Grace Aid Our Church is gonna be a phenomenal TV live stream and a series show. We are all about trying to help ministries to save their ministry. You know, Grace Aid Our Church is a Christian reality show. It's based out of Williamsburg, Virginia. It's a unique mission. We're actually going to be mobile. We're going to aid ministries of all sizes in creating sustainable cash flows through proven real estate renovations, acquisitions, and targeted community projects. The program has been designed not only to entertain but also to provide a necessary solution to the financial struggles that plague many churches and communities. And the twist of that is if you have someone in your church that is a dynamic singer, whatever the case may be, maybe a musician, you know, but we're going to seek them out in the process of Grace Saved by Church. We got to have some type of entertainment in there. I love a good church song. I'm telling you, I love somebody that can hit that high note. I love somebody that can go back time songs. And I tell you, boy, we Grace Saved Our Church is going to not only help to renovate your ministry, but it's going to also help to bring life. You know, when the last time you was at church and somebody was talking about a TV show? You know, it just don't happen no more. We don't have many Christian songs.
That's a whole nother level.
That's right. What individuals are just talking about. Did you see what happened last night on Grace Saved Our Church? They saved the small church. They saved the mega church. See, a lot of times people think because you got this big old mega church, they think that everything is done. More money, more problems. More money, more problems. A higher elevation, more problems. I'm here to tell you, different devils at different levels. So I'm just trying to tell you that Grace Saved Our Church. If you have a ministry that is looking to renovate the sanctuary, looking to renovate the audio visual, looking to pay off their mortgage early, all you got to do is give Brother Grace a call at 757-676-2886. Once again, that's 757-676-2886. And we are going to help you with whatever your struggles may be. So with that being said, I'm back at you, Mr. Shell. Back at you, sir.
Hey, man, well, look here. Tell them about the $25 pitch days, you know what I mean? And, brother, if you out there listening, if God lay on your heart, man, you know, just do the right thing. You know, you can't get on a broadcast for free. So we want to just encourage you, do the right thing. Go through proper protocol so that you can get the right results. You know what I mean? When you do it right, it ain't done wrong, right? Wrong to some people, you know what I mean? Excited, man, about everything that's going on. I was supposed to be moving in the new office on tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. And God said, not yet. And God, but I want these. Not yet. So sometimes we have to listen to the voice of the Lord, because when he directs our path, it's going to be done properly. And when he told me don't go, right, I got an opportunity to go to Fort Lauderdale and go back in the studio and do the remix of God Love Rain. You see how God do, man. Ain't God amazing?
Yes, sir. He amazing.
I'm getting ready to go back in the studio after 11 years. That song you heard now, it's 11 years old.
Okay.
And all the, you know, they tried to blackball me, blacklist me, you know, whatever the list was. So God let me sit on God's love with Rain Yang Yang like a hen on a head. That means you can't tell your business to everybody. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Tell it to the one going to help it grow. Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell it to the one that going to help it grow and go. All of my haters, what they are, my motivators and elevators, in Jesus' name. Yahshua, Yahweh, Yahweh through Yahshua the Son. And, man, I'm just glad to be alive today, Brother Grace. But look at here, man, we got in the pastor's study. It's getting ready to come soon, buddy. But
that's
what
right,
that's
right,
man. Say, round bass,
That is it.
I'm excited about it. What do you think about In the Pastor Study, though?
In the Pastor Study is going to be very unique. You know, I'm here to tell you that everybody that's looking for a new twist on things, it ain't like it's new. It's just something that we have to be mindful of. We have to be not only mindful, we have to be cautious of, you know, because you know, we all are human beings. We all are trying to do the best we can with our walk with God, but sometimes we don't fall off. We fall into the pits of hell, and we got to get out of it.
That's
and
right.
When we get out of it, you know, we need somebody to throw us some rope and help get us
That's
out.
Right.
And when you get out, you know, I like to tell people all the time, I was super tough. You know, Lord, he washed some folks indoors. He had to take me out back and wash me. He took me on back to wash me up because he said, this stuff for the follow-up, this boy don't need to be at the house. So, you know, he can save anybody and he can save everybody. So I'm just grateful and I'm looking forward to the show, sir.
Well, look here, I'm going to play this song right here. It's just in my heart by Bishop Paul Morton right here on the Greg Shell Show. DJ Prayer, we miss you out here today on the Greg Shell Show, but she told me she wouldn't be able to be here on the remainder of the week. She got some big, big situation going on. Because, you know, Trail Ride Radio is on the move, man. It's available now, and people can listen live by going to trailrideradio.com. They offer Southern Soul, Blues, Country Western, also Zydeco, and gospel music on Sundays. So they got an amazing variety of music that touches soul. And they called me and asked me, would I be one of the announcers on their station? And I said, I sure will. I would be honored. And so I'm one of their on-air announcers. So ain't that... I think I could clap that up. What do you think? I think I deserve a clap for that. I think so too.
Huh? Without a doubt, you got to give honor. Got to give honor to those folks who do something. It don't cost nothing to be kind, you know, but when somebody do something kind for you, hey, you got to go ahead and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and thank
you.
Clapping it up for Deep. Every time I lift him up, he gonna take you higher.
That's right. That is
hey,
right.
Watch
he's
this, man. I think I want to do a song off of my CD. Hopefully I can see it. Hold on. What you think about the Greg Shell Show, man? You know we've been off the airways for a long, 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 long time, man. But God's delay is not his denial. Sometimes people want what they want right then, right?
That's it. You got to wait your turn. You got to wait your turn. You're next in line.
You got to wait in line. You remember like when you get your lunch
in
school?
Mm-hmm.
You
got to
wait
next
in line, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to share this with somebody today right here on the Greg Shell Show. I want to let you know that whatever dream that you're pursuing, keep on pushing. They got to start saying, keep on pushing. Got to keep on pushing until you push that baby out to the earth, and then everybody can enjoy with you right here on the Greg Shell Show. I want to let you know that he will answer prayer. Only thing you got to believe with mustard seed faith. Here it is, Brother Grace. I'm going to play something off my chat because I feel good. And I want to share my feelings with you this morning right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
When you got problems, situations that are going so wrong in your life, there's a God who will forgive you for anything. No matter what the problem is, or no matter how hard a situation may get, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and he will answer prayer. Say it one more time.
was had. I want to welcome you back to the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully you enjoyed that track. He will answer prayer. What you thought about that track, Brother Grace?
Hey, that's a nice track right there. That's a nice track. By all means.
You like that?
Prayer. Well,
what, man, do you know I wrote that track in 15 minutes in the shower, man. Every time I was trying to do something, God said, wait a minute. Hold on, I might have a call on the line. Wait a minute. That DJ Prayer sounds like DJ Prayer. Sounds like DJ Prayer's on the line. Is that you? Am I muted up?
I didn't make a noise.
Oh. Good morning, happy Thursday. Oh, it's like me getting a lollipop, like the owl in the tree said, a one, a two, and then bite it in the middle.
Oh, man.
What's happening?
Everything.
Oh. Well, happy Thursday.
That's what it is, Thursday. Okay, thank you. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday to you, too.
Brother Grace, I'm so excited to have her on the line because she had told me she wasn't going to be here all week. I will be saving.
Yeah, I got out of my meeting early today.
To God be the glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, and we'll tell our story. Thank you, God, and we'll tell our story. You like a bowl of Fruit Loops. I love it.
Oh.
How you been? It's cold out there in Texas?
Not really. It's all right. We still got the heater on. Still trying to figure out how to get this water to work.
Get the what to work?
The water. It's been froze up, so we had to go to the... You got to go to the truck stop to take a shower.
That sounds kind of different. I remember when I was riding, you know, I took a road trip with my partner, and he's a trucker, and I wanted to see how a trucker living, man. I knew that wasn't for me. You know, I was on the road again, but I went to this real, they said it was a real racist city. But anyway, I wanted me something to drink. So I went over in there, and my partner said, "You can't go in there. Yeah, that's for Caucasians only." I'm going over there, and I'm gonna get me something to drink, cause I've been riding, I was tired, and I'm gonna go get me something to drink. So I went in there, and you know, I was the center of attention, right? I said, "Wow, everybody had their hats on, they were looking at me." And I said, okay, I'm sit down. I said, bartender, can I get me a, what I got? I said, can I get a Long Island tea, please? And he looked at me and he was smiling. I said, oh, how y'all doing, man? Now, what city am I in? Where am I at? This is what I was asking. And so the other Caucasian guy came across. He said, white guy came across, and he was like, hey, I like you. And I say, well, you know, that don't sound good. You know what I mean? You like me how? So he like, can I buy you a drink? Sure, you can buy me several drinks. I'm going to be in the town the whole night. So he wound up being a real good friend of mine. And I said that to say this. You can't judge a book by its cover. Because when you know you got God and you good, the moral of the story is he not only bought me whatever I wanted to drink, he gave me $100 bill.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Greg, is there anything else you need? I said, your phone number. So you never know when you're being entertained by an angel. I just put that out there that way, but that truly happened. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Only ones that fear is somebody doing something wrong to somebody. You know you did something wrong, you afraid of what you're going to get for it. Yeah, I just had to put that out there, DJ Prayer. But every time I hear your voice, it just makes me smile. Like that.
That's not smiling. That's
That's what?
Opera. Opera.
That's awful?
Opera.
Oh.
O-P-R-A. Oh, for our peace and more. You know. Opera.
Oh! Oh, you know how to do that? So wait a minute. Do you know how to do the ballerina dance where they spin on their one big toe?
I could, but I don't want to.
Hey, how did they spin on that one big toe, though? I don't understand it. I know that's got to be from God. That's a talent.
It's pretty easy. All you got to do is you, I just got a lot of weight.
Huh?
I just got a lot of weight. I've even broke my toes.
Brother Grace, you think you can get out there? Because I be seeing men do it too, right? You think you can get out there, Brother Grace, on your one big toe and spin around in a circle?
I could barely walk on my two big toes, too. You think I'm going to get out there and spin around in a circle? Yeah, I couldn't even get down on my knees and without help getting up. Too. I need somebody to help me turn around, pick me up. Like, I might fall out watching somebody spin around.
Oh, boy. Y'all hear it right here on the Greg Shell Show. Greg Shell get ready to go over to Trail Radio. Yippee, yippee. What's the name of that rat? What's the name of the rat? What's the name of the rat, Brother Grace, that used to be on the cartoon I used to love? What's the rat
Peter
name?
Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez. That's what I am. I'm going to Trail Around Radio. I'm ready to be Speedy. They already done got me my hat. Now I got to go get me some boots. And I'm going to dance. What's the name of that song I heard on Trail Around Radio? By the way, y'all go check it out. It's available for what they say for the pre-launch. You can listen and see what's going on, what's going to be happening at TrailRideRadio.com. Woo-wee! Tell them what all on Trail Ride Radio if you would, DJ Prep.
They're going to have to go see.
Oh. Oh, you got to go see?
You had to
wear some glasses like DMC.
Yeah, I had a meeting with the web designer, Zoom meeting with them this morning. And boy, they showed me where the artist's music goes and people can purchase it.
What are you telling me?
I was on the website. He showed me.
So you telling me Trail Ride Radio is a one-stop shop?
You get it out.
It looks like it's a... Look like it's a one-stop shop, Brother Grace, because they offer podcast. You can get your TV show on there, your movie trailer, your pilot for your new TV show. You can put your music on there and see how it charted on the charts.
You can
they got a podcast.
If you want to sell a book,
you can sell
whatever.
Stuff too.
Yeah, we got the store in there. He was showing me this morning. Yeah, I was excited. That's why I called you early. I was trying to tell you before
I
went to
the
next
call early, and I was asleep.
I was like, "Nah, Greg, put a song on there for sale." Woo-hoo, you know. And I was like, let me call. And I didn't realize what time it was.
No worries. I'm
getting
ready to start getting up at 7 o'clock. I'm about to start getting up at 7 o'clock.
You is not.
It's something about a 7.
Uh-uh. The way you be curled up in the troubles like a kitten, ain't no way you get up at 7. You be gone.
Oh, I'm going to get up at 7. It's something about a 7 that I love. Oh, y'all, look at that. Y'all make
it. It better be some bacon and eggs and ham in the morning. It better be some bacon and eggs and ham in the morning. It better be bacon and eggs. It's talking about some bacon and eggs. If it ain't no bacon and eggs, Greg ain't getting up in the morning.
And
if
I ain't got no grits, it ain't no breakfast.
Go
if
ahead.
It ain't no butter grits, it ain't no breakfast. If you ain't got the grits, dummy, you ain't got the grits. You gotta have the grits, dummy. You gotta have them with the butter.
Why y'all
you know
have that trio right here on the Greg Shell Show and exclusively on Trail Ride Radio? We coming. I already got my boots on. What the name of that song? They got up in my boots on. Kirby, I want to give a lot of shouts out to Kirby Capone Productions. Trained me. She trained me, and I was a good student, taught me how to. I'm actually engineering the show today, so I'm so proud of me. Yeah. Like that. I'm so proud of me through Kirby Capone. I just want to tell her openly, thank you. I really appreciate you and love you guys. Love you too, Brother Grace. And
you got to push them out the nest, you know. You got to make them learn because we ain't going to be here always. And, you know, if something happened to me, then how you going to learn how to do the thing? So it was my thing.
Get what she told me, Brother Grace. I'm getting ready to say it. Because she needed some information, and it was time sensitive. And I like to be proactive. I like to go ahead and get it out. And so she said, I said, I'm going to send it to you via email. I need a WhatsApp. I don't understand WhatsApp. I don't know. You'll figure it out. Like that.
And no, I don't even talk like that. I said, Greg, send it to me on WhatsApp. I don't know how to do WhatsApp. Oh, well, you'll figure it out. You will, because that email, that's old school. It be buffering, going in a circle. Just you got to click on the website, first of all, and then you got to put your email in, then you got to put your password in, and then click. And then wait for it to log in. Then once it logs in, you got to click on inbox. And then you got to click on what he sent you. And then you got to click on the attachment that he sent. And then you got to download that. And then you can open it. Versus on WhatsApp, you send it, you click on it, you got it. Boom.
Oh.
Ain't nothing else to it. Just boom. Instant messaging.
Oh, that's like, amazing. Why is
like
that? I want to play this song by GLTLE. You sound like a hamburger, but I like this song. Can you play it on your end, or do I have to play it on this end? What I learned?
Well, I spoke to him yesterday, and he's supposed to be sending me the MP3 so I can get it on Trail Ride Radio, but wait a minute, where is this? It's on
I
here.
Have it here. Let me play
it.
You got it?
Yeah, you
go ahead
it.
And introduce
no,
the artist.
No, you do it. You're the engineer today.
you see that, Brother Grace? Now I got to start talking like, you know, what we're going to be doing on Trail Ride Radio. Y'all get it in. Here it is, y'all. The brother GL, I can't see, I'm out on the outside, y'all. But check out the music, y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back. Colorado is called Colorado. Wait a minute. Hold a minute. Hold up. That's not good. Wait a minute. Don't laugh at me, engine. Don't laugh at me, Kirby. Don't laugh at me. I'm trying to get it, y'all. I'm learning.
It's called Colorado Country.
I was riding down the road, I was by myself, feeling like I'm all alone and I can't get help. But I really gotta know, can you come and save me? Cause I'm on the road, it's driving me crazy. But baby, I really gotta know, do you feel how I do? Cause the way you got me feeling, feelings keep on flowing, they flowing like the ocean. But here's the thing, won't you with my last name? And I know it's a lie, just hope you feel the same. Cause I'm riding down a dirt road. Yes, I'm riding down a dirt road. And when I'm by myself, then my heart, it feels so cold. I've been trying to hold on, but I'm not as strong. I've been riding down a dirt road for so damn long. walking down this road, and I could really use some healing, but the world's so cold. Holding on to things that were precious, but all those things are lost. Thought the Lord just took away his blessings, but he really taught me how to do all the things I ever wanted to. Everything I ever seen, yeah, I know it's coming soon. When I thought I lost my way, then the Lord, he pulled me through. Jumped at first into a hole, did all that I felt I could, cause I lost my way. Feeling like my name is Alice and the world is never land. Take it day by day, finding my way in this world, doing all I fucking can.
On the WhatsApp, and I was wondering why you called me, Greg. See, this is what happened, DJ Prayer. Mr. Carroll called me. He said, what's a up? I said, up. He said, yeah. He said, what's a up? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I said, are you talking about what's up? He said, yeah, what's up? I said, what's up? He said, what's up? He said, what's up? Well, maybe I'm saying something wrong. He said, what's an app? I said, app? An app is like something you download. He come out, so, is there such thing as a WhatsApp? I said, yeah, it's such thing as a WhatsApp. That's how you folks communicate, you know, internationally. They don't have no big old phone bill. He said, so maybe that's what, how do I, what's up? And then I said, you need some help with your what? Your WhatsApp or what's happening? You need some help. I said, you got a YouTube model? Go next door and knock on the neighbor's door after you have a teenager or something. You need something.
Woo, boy. Man, you hilarious. Y'all got to do a roast. Gary, go ahead and tell them about 12 Rap Music. It's funny. It's funny.
Ooh, somebody tell me what's up.
I put on that, hey, DJ Pratt put on that what? I was trying to say what's up. I guess it was up. I'm sorry, CFO. I'm sorry that you had to figure it out. I thought I was saying what's up. It was up. Man, you got my side. I feel like Jalen wrestling with the, you know, getting blessed and wrestling in hip hop. Oh, boy.
You say you need some help.
Go ahead, DJ Pratt. Y'all got tears in my eye, boy. Tears of joy, but y'all are funny. Oh, boy.
You say you need some help with your words or something.
What do you mean? Wait.
Okay, look, let me just go ahead on and hit it for you. Trail Ride Music sets apart the perfect soundtrack for an adventurous journey on horseback or through scenic landscapes. Whether you're exploring mountain trails, meandering through forests, or riding across open fields, the right music can enhance the experience and create lasting memories. You know, the ideal trail ride playlist often includes a mix of genres that capture the spirits of adventure and serenity of nature. You know, like upbeat country tunes with lively rhythms can complement the excitement of trotting or cantering along the trail. Classic songs with a folk or blues or Zydeco, you know, all those vibes, they may invoke a sense of connection with the surroundings. So on the other hand, instrumental tracks featuring acoustic guitars, harmonicas, or even Native American flute melodies, they can also enhance peaceful moments while, you know, riders are immersing themselves in the sounds of nature. You know, it's just a good thing. It just really depends on the group. So some might like the flutes and some might like the drums.
Oh. Well, I've been listening to Trail Ride Radio, you guys, and I want to encourage you to listen in by going to trailrideradio.com and see all the new features and click on Listen Live. The music is amazing, man. I mean, I couldn't turn it off. I mean, you know, it's simply good music. It takes you back, and you can feel the genuineness in the music. You know, like, you know what I mean? Now, I love that song by Beyonce, with your love on top. I like that, boy. That's back. But
you know, my
daughter, back to
she sounds like Beyonce.
Huh?
This time,
I wanna do a TV show and see who can do that dance. Dum, 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 dum. You know that song? We need to do an electric boogie contest. Who can do the electric slide? Brother Grace, you lead the pack.
No, my daughter can sound just like Beyonce.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What? We brought to you. I want the cake. I want the cake later on the phone. I want the cake later because we need a cake. I'm ready to start celebrating my birthday and my anniversary. It's my birthday anniversary coming up.
If you could catch the cake, lady, I'm happy for you because I can't.
Oh, it's hard to catch it. Well, I know. That means you be busy when it's hard to catch. What about that song? I want this song by Wade Hollywood. I was supposed to be having an interview with him, and I wanted to have that song, Water, Please. You remember that song, Brother Grace, Water, Please?
I sure do. I don't remember it all the way, but I understand what you're talking about.
Man, that track's so hot. It's so hot. It's hot. It really gets my slot. You got it hot, y'all. Who's saying that right there?
Join us as we ride through the best of country legends and bluesy ballads.
Turn it off.
Go ahead and do that again. I want to hear it. Y'all hearing it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show, because we will be, I'm one of the announcers on Trail Ride Radio, so we getting it in right now, exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Go ahead and put it out. Put it out.
You the engineer. I was just trying to upload it, and I accidentally hit play, and it wouldn't come off of play. I was trying
hit
to
play.
Scroll up.
Hit play again. Hit play again.
You the engineer.
So I had it?
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Wait a minute. Ain't your Chinese secret, huh? Who used to do that commercial right there?
Ain't your Chinese secret.
Who used to do that commercial? What about that commercial? Y'all, I want to do a show where, well, not want to do a show, but let's do something like in the morning time about, you know, who can remember the commercial, like Where's the Beef and all that, you know, just the different commercials that stood out.
Hey, you know she got fired.
Are you trying to show people you're older than us?
See that? You see that?
Greg, you do know she got fired, don't you?
Who did?
Where's the Beef? The woman, the mother that said, Where's the Beef? She got fired.
She got fired?
See, that's what happens. See, you know, when we get a good thing, we just, we should just hold on to it. So what happened was they kept saying, Where's the Beef? Where's the Beef? And they hired her for that. As long as she kept saying, Where's the Beef? Then folks would keep looking for the beef. And they'd go to where she was because that's where the beef. Messed around and got something wrong. They said, look, whenever you want a sandwich, you just come to the store and just say, Where's the Beef? Then they look in the book.
Yeah.
That was the password and the code word that you eat for free. You only get to eat for free one day out of the week, but you ate for free.
Yeah.
One day
one
she
day
got
out
home
of the week.
And she went every day, any day and every day. She could go there. And she can go there for breakfast, she can go there for lunch, and she can go there for dinner. So she had three meals a day. All she had to do was say, Where's the Beef? Everybody knew that no matter what state she was in. She had to say, Where's the Beef? And she messed around.
Correct.
And they was watching TV one day, and there she was on TV talking about, I found the beef. And she found the beef where's the beef was asked for. How are you going to say, Where's the Beef, and then go to another store and tell me, I found the beef? Come on, man. I found her cooking it, I don't know what.
She should have said, Where's the pork? That's your number would have pissed them off. Where's the pork?
I got a pretty deep question.
Oh, that's bad. I already got fired.
Since we talking about people in the news, you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
I got a pretty deep question since we talking about people in the news.
Okay. We can talk about it.
All right. What's going on with P. Diddy and T.D. Jakes?
I heard it through the grapevine, and I seen it on the TV, and it don't look like it was Photoshop.
What did you see?
I see something, but I keep on going.
What did you see?
To the light.
What did you see on TV? What did you see on TV? If it's on TV, I don't know.
I seen it on TV, but I ain't gonna, you know.
I'm trying to see what happened. What did you see on TV? Nobody wants to tell me what happened. And I ain't been in the past tense. I haven't.
Yeah, this is old saying. It says you have to believe half of what you saw and none of what you heard.
That's right.
You say that again.
But I still want.
But we won't know because we only saw.
I want to see what's going on.
Yeah, because they got a lot of manipulation be going on. So I pray that wasn't what I seen. But
yeah, so
it don't even surprise me if it was.
So
you just pray to get it right and get back in the right way of thinking.
Okay,
you got to think about this. If I'm out at your horse on the stables, DJ Prayer, and you look up and you see me up in the air, and you like, why is Brother Grace up in the air? When all I told him to do is to get on the horse. The horse wouldn't let me on the right side. So I said, okay, let me go around to the left side of the horse. But I was so mad at the horse on the right-hand side that I slapped him on his side. So as I started walking around the horse, see, DJ Pearl, you never saw any of that. But you did see me up in the air. But that horse is smarter than what folks think they are. So as I walked around to the other side, the horse hit me two times with the rear legs, and I was in the air. So you saw me in the air, but you didn't see what I did to the horse. I slapped that horse two times, and that horse hit me up real good. So we had to believe half of what we saw and none of what we heard. Back to you.
That's why, boy. I see it and say, woo-wee, wow. That's what I do, and I keep it moving. Don't stop, no. Oh, boy, that's funny, though. Y'all funny. DJ Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Where you at? Where you at, DJ Prayer? Now, if I needed a lawyer in my courtroom, I would get DJ Prayer a heartbeat. Because I know three things. I know she loves the Lord, and she know mm-hmm. what questions I ask.
Hey, you know what? I was in a prayer
and
church.
She know the kind of question I had to make them spit it out. Oh, boy.
Go ahead, DJ Prayer. I don't know what, Ms. Gray. Go ahead, DJ Prayer. What you finna say?
I was trying to say, but you know, Greg, he just keep going. Like the Energizer Bunny. But anyway, I was trying to say that. Oh shoot! I don't forget what I was trying to say. No.
Oh.
Never mind.
That's not good.
You know when
I everybody taking a morning commute. Why DJ Pratt trying to think about what she was thinking about?
Yeah.
Right,
you know, I was trying to.
Oh, good. Yeah. I think it came back now. It came back.
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to help y'all now, DJ. I'm trying to help y'all now. Whenever you forget something, go and get your ARP card or KRP card, a KKP card. And when you get the card, it'll remind you what you was trying to say or what you forgot. So you have to always remember, if I go to my AARP or my KRP or my CRP card, by the time I find it, I will have remembered what I was saying. Back to you.
You listen at that Brother Grace, boy. That Brother Grace, boy. I'm telling you, Grace, say your church. Grace, say your church coming to a city near you exclusively here on TerrorRideRadio.com as well as other platforms. Be on the lookout right here on the Greg Shell Show. Y'all, we are excited. God is doing some amazing things this season. We want to encourage our listeners that's listening. Get out of the way of negative people. If it don't sound right and it's not uplifting your spirit, I encourage you to, move, get out the way. What do you think about that, Brother Grace?
I remember now.
DJ Press here trying to think.
No,
DJ Press.
I had opened
up. See,
everything's going to block out of my mind when I open up this here email and they say start signing this paperwork. Everything else is irrelevant, so I'm going to forget it. But I'm going to go back to it now since I opened up the the document in about the
song. I need to clap. I need to clap. It came back. I need to clap.
Yeah, that's God doing the thing over here.
Well, let God do
but
his
anyway,
thing.
I was going to say I was in a play in church. The first time I was ever in a play, I was the attorney for Jesus.
Wow.
And when I got up there, I walked in with my little book in my arm and my little skirt on, you know, with the jacket. And I
put myself you look like a lawyer. Because you the lawyer.
Yeah, and then I had some glasses on my nose. And I was looking at the guy sitting in the seat, you know, because he was on trial. I think he was one of the people that was selling stuff in the church.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, and I, you know, I had my lips all perked. And then he said, if you ever see how she looking at me, she'd have made me forget my lines. And I was like... And I didn't even smile or nothing. I was laughing on the inside, though. And
oh, wow.
I just looked at him, and I said, you know, I asked him his name and everything. But then when I got to the grand finale part where I was like, do you believe it is pleasing to a holy God to set up place in, I mean, to set up business in a place designated for and consecrated to the worship of God? And I hit that table. He jumped.
Oh. You were like the judge. You went from the lawyer to being a judge.
I was the attorney for Jesus, so I was in him, boy. Y'all got
well,
me
he was in you.
I've been a going to put all of y'all in jail.
Damn.
But it was a fun play that we did, and I really enjoyed that one.
Hey, listen, I want...
You said
make me an
attorney.
So watch this. Hmm? What about us doing... Let's put together I want to put together not a play, but it's called... What they call it? Like we do improv. Like a three-scene improv deal. And I want you, Brother Grace, myself, and a few more others to be in it. It's going to be called Keeping It Real. We did it. I did it a few years ago, and we got a standing ovation wherever we went. It was just me and my wife. It was me and my wife, and I had two more other people. And wherever we took it, I mean, Reverend Dynamite, he's in it, and, you know, a banker. It's got – so you would come in good with that judge, DJ Prayer. You would come in good with it. Because he's a cool. I mean, it's off the chain. It's off the chain, and we got real big numbers from it. And then you know, God had me to you know sit it down, and wait till all of it come together. Because I had to run into Kirby Capone Productions all the way out of Houston, Texas, and run into Brother Grace all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. I want to understand this. When somebody introduce somebody to somebody and think that there's a entitlement to that, what do y'all think about that? I'm just throwing it out there in the airways. I'm going to have a call-in question, too. I'm going to have a call-in question every day where we can ask questions and get feedback from others to see what they about, you know, some of the questions that we're going to ask. So here go one of the ones. If someone introduced you to another individual via phone, whatever, in person, whatever the case may be. And those individuals, you know, something happens. They stay connected. And the person that did the initial connect think they should get an entitlement to that and whatever that means. Because I'm looking at, like, you know, I got to like that person in order for me to connect with them, first of all. So that don't make no sense to me. So I want to ask you first, Brother Grace, what do you think about that? How you want to get down with that?
I can do almost anything. You just put me the story, the scenario, and I can get down with it. I keep it real. I keep it real today. I keep it real tomorrow. I keep it real yesterday. You just name your topic, and I keep it real.
Well, there go the topic.
I ain't going to tell no lie, and I'm not going to sugarcoat for you. I'm gonna just say
That's what we want. So what do y'all think about that? If you introduce somebody to somebody, are you expecting something back in return from that? That's the question.
Well, that's a referral fee, you know, that people charge for that type of thing. That's what staffing companies do. You know, they refer an employee, and they charge a referral fee or what have you to get their money. So it's not, I mean, that needs to be established.
I can understand the referral fee.
It needs to be established from the beginning.
That's what I'm
not
talking about.
Not right on down in the friendship, you know.
That's right. I like that. That's a real good answer.
No surprises.
No surprises. Because what you start, let it be what it is, and then you'll know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Get all the bumps out the road so the road can be smooth.
Yeah, that's kind of like finding out that the artists get a writer. You know, they get paid their $35,000 plus whatever they want, you know.
Dang.
So
when they were pimping me, they were trying to pimp me like that, too. I had somebody try to pimp me yesterday, say, look here, Greg, I want you to come to the church and sing. And you, let me put this out here first. Okay. If someone your partner, if you say you my business partner and I'm paying you, where the partnership at? You the service provider that I'm paying for. What do you think about that?
I don't understand that. I don't understand what you're saying.
I was saying that. Wait a minute. I was saying that. Dang, I forgot what I was saying. Dang. I lost my chain.
ARP.
Thought.
Go get your ARP card. Go get your ARP. Look,
if you ain't opening no email, signing documents, you ain't. What you doing? What you doing? Why you forget? ARP.
Oh, it's time for that? Oh, I would love to sign my documents. I'm ready to sign my document. Let me get back to you, Brother Grace, on that question we were talking about. Sorry about that, wrong radio listen. We got less than 30 minutes left in the show. We hope you keep it locked right here on the Greg Shell Show. As we're talking about, if someone introduced you to a friend and it hadn't been established from the beginning that there was, what they say, benefits with it, how would you take that? And there it is, Brother Grace, you got it.
Well, anytime I introduce somebody to someone, they're a friend because I introduce you to them. If you're not a friend, I'm not really going to introduce you to someone. I'm going to say I just met someone so they can introduce themselves to you, okay, because I don't
That's
want
right.
to be vouching for someone when I really don't know someone, okay?
That's real.
Now, if I introduce you to someone, you are a friend and they are a friend. So I'm trying to establish that, hey, this is my friend, so-and-so, and this is my friend, so-and-so. I'm trying to introduce you to. Now, if something monetarily transpire, then so be it. Now, if it's visionary-wise, where one benefits and the other one benefits, then I'm satisfied because if I help someone else to get what they need, then I will ultimately get what I need. So I'm cool
Correct.
With that because I just did two matchmakings. Most of my business deals happen like that anyway. This person wants something. This person wants some. I go and bring both of them down to the dance floor. I tell the DJ which song I want them to play. I get the DJ
Correct.
To play it. Then I invite them on the dance floor, and I go back and sit down. And then whatever transpired,
Correct.
But that has to become a success, then eventually I get a check in the mail. Back to you, my brother.
That is. Man, you put that thing down. That's why you my CFO. I'm telling you, CFO, know what to do. Boy, look at here. Hey, DJ Prayer. Where you at? Let me see if she left. What that song say? Say, no parking. What that song say? No parking on the dance floor. No, let me see you play your horn. Beep, 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 beep. some people, when, you know, when they get saved, they be too holy. I don't listen to that kind of music. No, because you doing other music. You ain't listening to that kind of music, but y'all raise more hell in the church than anybody. I ain't never seen nothing like it. If you're going to be a church, be the church. Don't be pointing fingers at people. People come in your church with, you know, they dirty. And the first thing you do, you're looking down on them. They coming to get cleaned up. The church is supposed to be a spiritual hospital. So, let me calm down that 445 engine. You funny.
I got to add. Check it out, okay?
What's up?
Join us as we ride through the best of country legends and bluesy ballads. Trail Ride Radio's playlist is your front row seat to the soul of the South.
What did you say?
Ooh-wee. Sound like I ate two plates of collard green with two big old glasses of buttermilk and cornbread and a big old candy yam on the side.
All right. And this one, check this one out.
Join us as we ride through the best of country legends and bluesy ballads. Trail Ride Radio.
Wait a minute.
Join us as we ride through the best.
Okay, well, never mind. I'll upload the same one twice.
Don't worry. It's going to play just like it. Just what they say, just like it is. What you thought about that, Brother Grace?
You're going to love as you ride through the trail, will you? I love it.
Ooh, you know what I love about Brother Grace, DJ Prayer. I love it that you don't have to prime him up. He already know how to come in. He already just well seasoned. You know how you have to tell people this, that. He already know what to do. So, wow. Hey, man, I heard about some container homes. I want to get into container homes. How can we get, I got some people that want some container homes. How can we see about getting some container homes right here on the Greg Shell Show?
Well,
see, I got two types of sellers. I got one that's in Florida that deals with tiny homes, and then I have one that's on the East Coast that deals with container homes. See, the biggest dilemma with the tiny homes is the city or the government redistricting, okay? If you're going to build a tiny home just for yourself, then that's no big thing. It's almost like building a barn in your backyard. Now, unless you have a HOA division that, you know, they're going to put some restriction on, you just got to put a paperwork in, they approve it, okay? It's almost like having a treehouse, but it's on the ground, okay? But when you want to build tiny homes and aspects of reselling them or renting them out, now you have to go through a whole new aspect of government funding piece, because what they want to know is how are we going to get paid. You know they got to be paid, okay? And then if they're going to be paid, then, okay, we can't allow you to build one, and then somebody else builds several of them, and they're getting paid. We don't have any regulations attached to it. So it's very important that you have to make sure that the city and the government officials for that region has allowed the tiny house to be built, okay? The tiny houses can range from anywhere to 30,000 to 100,000. It just depends on what type of tiny home you want. Do you want a mansion tiny home, or do you want a tiny home for a garage, or do you want a tiny home for the backyard, or do you just want a tiny, 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 tiny home for your grandkids? So it really depends on what type of tiny you're talking about. Back to you, sir.
Y'all heard that. I'm going to get me. I want me a couple of container homes. Which one would you prefer, the container home or the tiny home?
The container homes seems to give a little bit more space than the tiny homes. The container homes, both of them can be two levels high. Both of them can have a deck, a wraparound deck. Both of them can have bathrooms, running water, stove, and all those things. But the catch is this. The container homes are more flammable than the tiny homes. Okay, so let me understand. Let me make sure you understand this. The container homes has the inside of them sort of pretty much like a regular house. They have the woodwork, the framework. They have the drywall and stuff. So ultimately those things can catch on fire. But when you have a tiny home, they're mold proof. Okay, they won't mold. Okay, they're almost fireproof. Okay, so you really have to be particular about what type of tiny home or mobile home you want, and then where it's going to be built at. So if you're looking for a tiny home or you're looking for a mobile home, then by all means, just reach out to Brother Grace at 757-676-2886. I'm going to give it to you again in case you're driving, 757-676-2886. And then we can have a conversation on whether you want a tiny home or whether you want a container home. But either way, it can be done on the Greg Shell Show. Back at you, sir.
Hey, I want to thank you, man. I'm going to play a song off of my new CD. It's called Thank You. The CD is really old, but it's being brought new to the world today. It's called Thank You. I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We got about 15 minutes left, and we want to thank you for tuning in. Make sure you lock your radios to trailrideradio.com for all of your, your Southern Soul, Blues, Country, Western, Zydeco, as well as Gospel on Sundays. Y'all hear the first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
God, you've been so good to me. Even when my enemy was all around, you kept your loving hands up. Now, I know I do wrong in this life, but by your grace, I'm here. And you know what?
I just want to
you can call on Jesus.
Hey, y'all. What's happening? I want to welcome you back to the show. That was my hit. Thank you. Right here on the Greg Shell Show. What you thought about that track, Brother Grace?
I just want to thank you. Oh, look at here. You had me Galilee. Galilee. I was sold right there. You know, it's almost, I keep telling you, it's like going on the Apollo show. The Apollo show, you were the best singer. They would gong you off that show. And so quick, the same man to come out, he'll blow this horn. He'll kick you off. But listen to this. You go on there and you start singing a Christian song, ain't nobody booing you. Ain't nobody kicking you off that stage unless you finish your song.
I'll get
you
through
gonna
either
walk
way.
On That's right.
You walk on by.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you walk off saying, I want to thank you. You might not win, but they be like, thank you.
Man, look at here. It's time. God told me. He said, stop. You know, every time something pop off, what's the first thing a person say? That dang old devil. He say, stop giving the devil your energy. Start saying, you know what? This too shall pass. I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm set free, I am delivered. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue rises up against me in judgment, God, you gonna condemn. You gotta talk like that. That's when you who he is. That's when he can resurrect you. You know what I mean? But stop giving the devil credit. That's just some good advice to whoever want to have an ear to hear. What do you think about that, Brother Gray?
Hey, that's what it is. You know, you can't give somebody that type of power, you know. It's just like someone committing suicide. You got to be an accomplice. You know, when they show up on the crime scene, they're like, okay, the devil didn't do this by himself. Someone had to climb up on the chair. Somebody had to tie the noose. You can't just be an accomplice to a murderer. You know, you have to take part in that because Lord is going to allow that type of thing to happen to you. He's like, okay, he be trying to talk you down. What you doing? Why are you pulling this chair out? What you doing? What you doing? Why are you taking that gun out? What you doing? Why you got all those pills? You got a headache. You ain't got no aneurysm. What you doing? What you doing? We got to remember we either going to be believers, okay? We either going to seek mental health, okay? Or we're going to be accomplices to the incident at hand. I ain't trying to be accomplice to nothing other than coming to dinner. You want me to bring some sodas? You want me to bring some chicken? What you want me to bring a salad? What you want me to bring? You know, I'll help be accomplice to that, you know, but I ain't going to be messed up in no craziness that I ain't got to do. Stop making those temporary decisions, those temporary decisions, you know. We make those crazy decisions, you know. I think the best way I heard it one time said, don't make no permanent decision. Hear me now. Don't make a permanent decision in a temporary season.
Ooh.
Don't do it.
Ooh, that's,
don't do it. Back to you, sir. Back
oh, I need to write that on. You need to put that on a T-shirt, Brother Grace. When you do your Grace Save,
you need to do that.
Church T-shirts, man, you need to put that on the back.
Yeah, you're right. I might need to make some T-shirts. You're right. Some bracelets, some shoelaces. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Some uh-huh.
And then
yeah.
Wear the G2Zs with it.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to
with the G2Z hat. Huh?
With my G2Z hat. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
no
your G2Z. You know,
we're
about to do the launch party for the G2Z's, man. I would love, you know, we got to find some models, man, to model the shoe.
True, I can put those shoes on model myself. Stop paying folks to do what you can do. Stop doing that. Stop it.
You'll do that for me?
The fashion show may be a little bit longer. I got to go in the back and change, but they got folks that can help you change real quick. I wear the red ones off. At the end of the stairs, I kick them bad boys off. Somebody helped me put the blue ones on. I walk right back out there. They be like, ain't that the same guy? I said, no, that's my twin. And then I'm like, okay. I'm like, then I ain't mad at John until I come back the third time with the GTZ's flip-flops. They said, no,
that's
the same person.
Don't go God just out of my spirit. You know we got the regular G2Zs. They are the blue and white ones, but they come in four different colors. And God just gave me a fresh email. He told me to make the camouflage ones that's going to represent Trail Ride Radio. Ain't that something?
Yep, that's
Trail Ride Radio G2Zs. made in Italy. What'd you think about that?
Better write it down. Better write it down so you don't forget it. Write it down.
Man, it's in that time clock now, that time capsule. That brain. Hey, man, listen. I got to come out to Williamsburg, man. What I'm going to do when I get out there? I got to bring my wife out to Williamsburg. We got to come hang out.
There's a whole bunch of things you can do in Williamsburg. You can go to Colonial Williamsburg. You can go to Busch Gardens. You can go eat at some of the finest restaurants, Thai restaurants, barbecue. It's a whole bunch of things you can do here. You can go on a nature walk, trail walk, hiking. You can do it all here, fishing, boating, paddle boating. Whatever you want to do, you can come do it here. Just don't come now because it's cold outside right now. It's cold out there.
Well, I'm going to wait till it get a little warmer. I'll wait till it warm up. But I want you here on the 24th of February, actually the 23rd. I want to introduce Orlando to Grace Aid Our Church and have some ministers lined up for you. Huh?
So you know, the 23rd, I was looking at that calendar. I think we should do the 22nd, so I'll be there already. The event on the
23rd, that'll be perfect.
And then you can fly me out on the 24th, okay?
That'll be
sounds
perfect.
Good to me.
That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do, brother. What's one of your favorite old school songs? Cause I'm gonna make sure I put it in our library. What's one of your favorite old school songs? Cause when I get ready, and you know, I want to do something special for you. I'm gonna play your favorite track right here on the Greg Shell Show. What's one of your favorite old school tracks? Or what one of your favorite tracks?
Anything Barry White done wrong? The song. That's my guy right there, Barry White.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to
say. Anything from Barry White.
Anything from
what,
Barry
what
White.
What about the practice what you preach?
I live that.
That's a good girl. You got a deep voice, man. I'm telling you, boy. Bam. I was listening to that track last night. That right there and then the song In the Secret Garden.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that song?
I like
Chris
you are the
Jones.
First, the last, my everything. You my first, my last, my everything. That right there, boy. A woman love to hear how much you love her, boy. I'm trying to tell you, boy. She be sitting right there. You my first, you my last, you my everything. She be like, yeah, I got you now.
Oh, well, the Greg Shell TV show getting ready to rise up. And we looking for the best talent, Brother Grace. If nobody can sing, dance, rap, have a positive piece in their talent, we would love to showcase them on the Greg Shell Show 2024. Live, exclusively on TrailRideRadio.com. And Grace Aid Our Church, y'all, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And you actually can watch it in the palm of your hands through TrailRideRadio.com. He's going to be ministries come to him. Now, he's not going to be looking. They're going to be looking for him. But he is offering ministries an opportunity to get a remodelization to their ministries. And I think it's something like a $300,000 giveaway based on numbers. Everything is a numbers game. So tell them a little more about it as we close out these last 2 minutes in the show, Brother Grace. And thank you for being on the broadcast.
Hey, thank you, sir, for having me on here. The most important thing that we have to realize is that ministry takes money. And to order to keep something vitalized and looking good, we got to renovate it. Not only renovate it, we have to do it in a smart way. So Grace Saved Our Church can help save your ministry. Just reach out to me through the Greg Shell Show or just call me directly, 757-676-2886, 757-676-2886. This would not have happened without the Greg Shell Show. Back to you, sir.
Hey, I want to thank you for tuning in this edition of the Greg Shell Show. Catch us tomorrow, God's willing, same time, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Greg Shell Show, exclusively out of Orlando, Florida. Now, we're brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. For all of your staycation needs, you want to reach out to ExploreResorts.com. Call me at 407-979-1102. Call-in request line is 845-277-9242. Visit us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. We also brought to you on behalf of Trail Ride Radio. Go to trailrideradio.com. I want to thank you again for tuning in to this episode of The Greg Shell Show. Catch you tomorrow, guys. With peace.